Welcome to Meditation Moments, and we're so glad that you're with us. And I believe it'll be profitable to you if you'll truly meditate on these thoughts that we bring from our heart. God bless you indeed. And thinking of our meditation for today, my mind traveled back to a day before the Second World War when we were visiting in a home in the South. The son of the family was leaving the next day for the army. We had been invited in for the farewell. "Would you like to see some of my pictures that I took on a recent trip through Canada?" the young man asked us. As he projected the pictures on the silver screen, I watched in amazement, for in every picture the scenery was obscured by his own image standing prominently in front of some very beautiful view. There was himself blotting out a scene in the Canadian Rockies, himself obscuring a rural scene in Quebec, himself so filling the picture that there was little else to be seen but self. Just filling all the pictures was himself. It was hard to find any scenery. And so it was in all his conversation. He sang a song of self. He talked a song of self. It was a sweet melody to his own ears, but it becomes very tiresome to others. Well, the pictures told the story that self had gone on this wonderful journey, and self was all he brought back. The wonders of it were lost to him because he saw only himself and felt only himself and cared for himself. But how different the story later on. After the war, we ran across this young life again as we visited the same territory. And he had seen frontline battle, a number of times. And he had been severely wounded. And his buddies had died by his side. And a chaplain that he had loved so much had given his life in one sacrificial act of great courage. And out there one day in no man's land, impaled on a barbed wire fence, self died and was buried forever. After a while we asked, "Did you bring back any pictures?" "Just a few," he said. "Would you like to see them?" Well, in that handful of pictures, there was not one picture of himself. Self, indeed, had been wiped from every scene. Now, although he was a sufferer, he was active in service for others. And self had lost itself completely in the great needs about him. He was a sufferer, indeed, and crippled severely. But never once in our visit in that home did he mention his own need. Did he ever talk of his pain or of himself? I thought of this verse of scripture in John 12:24. "Except a grain of wheat fall in the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit." You know, this is a strange paradox. That life will come out of death. Except you die, you never truly live. Just as the paradox, except you give forth, you can't take in truly. Given, it's given unto you. That if you withhold more than is meet, it tends to poverty. These wonderful verses teach us this lesson. And so in the end of this verse from God's word, this last line, "it abideth alone." This is the loneliness of the self-life, that if you're not willing to die, there is this loneliness. "Except the corn of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abides alone." This is why the self-life is so stunted and impoverished. The one who lives so self-absorbed and enwrapped and self-pitying, with the idea that the whole universe revolves around them, they live the loneliest of lives. They indeed abide alone, and so many times they feel the utter futility of life. Someone has wisely said that the smallest package in all the world is a man wrapped up in himself, and that surely is true. But how different the life of a real Christian, a dedicated Christian, where self has died. They've been crucified with Christ, and they've been born again a new creature. As Paul said, "It's no longer I that live, but Christ that liveth in me." No more self-absorption, no more self-motives in life. But motivated by Christ within, he loses his life in larger interests, in the wealth of satisfaction from an outpoured life instead of an ingrown life. The promise is, if it die, it shall bring forth much fruit. This new life, the Christ life that has taken over, will suffer for others, that's true. It'll expend itself. It'll bleed for the suffering, but oh, what a harvest of fruitfulness there is. It indeed brings forth much fruit. because it has germinated into communion with others, it's germinated into fellowship with God, and into a self-forgetfulness that brings rest, joy, and riches eternal. This little word, if you are suffering the loneliness of the egoist, the one whose whole world is self, the one who never gets away from himself, then take this verse from God's wonderful word and ask the Lord to take you out of yourself and into him. Seek him. Yield to Christ. Yield all of self. Present your body to him a living sacrifice, as that word says. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable unto God. And he adds, it's a reasonable service. A living sacrifice that he may come in and abide, living out his life through you, until you can say with Paul, Christ liveth in me. And that verse in Colossians will be fulfilled in you. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Oh, this is a happy life. This is a useful life, and the life that knows no real loneliness. Now, with the death of self, there are heights of joy that you have never known, as the old song. Would that wonderful verse lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland? A higher plane that I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above self, though Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on a higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland. A higher plane than I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground, and higher ground is the Christ life, supplanting the self life. Out of self and into him is victory. Try it, my friend. Give God a chance. The Lord Jesus Christ can completely change your life. Nothing can better depict the Christian life, the life that's hid with Christ in God, where it's none of self and all of Christ, than the words of this song. I think it so well portrays the words of Scripture in the 3rd chapter of Colossians. That's one of my favorite chapters. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, and set your affection on things above and not on the things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then ye shall also appear with him in glory. And so the Christian life is a life that's hid with Christ in God. Isn't it wonderful to have the life hid away above all the turmoil and strife of the world? And so, as I say, the words of this song depict what is to me a real picture of the Christian life. Out of my bondage, sorrow and night, into thy freedom, gladness and light, Jesus, I come. Out of my sickness, into thy health, out of my want and into thy wealth. Out of my sin and into thyself, Jesus, I come. Out of my shameful failure and loss, Jesus, I come. Into the glorious gain of the cross, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of earth's sorrows, into thy balm, out of life's storms and into thy calm. Out of distress to jubilant psalm, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of unrest and arrogant pride, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come. Into thy blessed will to abide, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of myself to dwell in thy love, out of despair into raptures above. Upward for aye on wings like a dove, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of the fear and dread of the tomb, Jesus, I come. Into the joy and light of thy home, Jesus, I come to thee. Out of the depths of ruin untold, into the peace of thy sheltering fold, ever thy glorious face to behold, Jesus, I come to thee. And that's the life that's really hid with Christ in God, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You don't have to worry, dearly beloved, about what's going to happen to us when we're so thoroughly in his hands and our life is hid away with Jesus Christ. I asked a while ago, are you giving God a chance? Have you gotten before the Lord recently and taken a good look at yourself and just see how you look in God's sight? God looks down into your heart and talks to you and lets you see yourself as you really are. We're deceived so many times and we just go along just feeling as if we're all right when sometimes we need to get right down before God and give him such a real chance that we'll get a good look at the self and see if your life is really hid away with Christ in God. And then there's a wonderful promise that we just read. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then ye shall also appear with him in glory. Wonderful promises. God bless you. Let's have a wee word of prayer. Father, blessed we pray to each one listening. We ask thee, Father, that this life that's hid with Christ in God shall be revealed to each one that is in bondage or in sin or living in a self-life. Bless, Lord, we pray thee and help. And reveal thyself to them in a new way. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.